How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, this is a Thanksgiving story. Thanksgiving in New York is a wonderful time. It's a time for giving of yourself, for thinking of your fellow man. A time when the unforgiving city becomes a little kinder.
Well, I just ralphed.
How much did you guys drink last night?
Not how much. What?
The Thanks-tini. A fun and delicious new novelty drink I invented. Cranberry juice, potato vodka, and a bouillon cube. Tastes just like a turkey dinner.
It's like Thanksgiving in my mouth.
If you want a good holiday drink, try his Kwanzaapolitan.
The shuttle's here!
He hasn't been back home to Minnesota since Christmas. He's a little excited.
Baby, we're holding up the shuttle. Do you have everything you need? Toothbrush, pajamas, underpants. Underpants.
So, Lil.
Marshall's family. Whole weekend with the future in-laws. You excited?
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. Lily, you just said, yeah, no. Did I? No, I love Marshall's family. But yeah, no, it'll be great.
You just did it again.
Yeah, no, shut up. Wait, so you're not going home for Thanksgiving?
No, I have to work on Friday. You?
I'm Canadian, remember? We celebrate Thanksgiving in October.
Oh, right, I forgot. You guys are weird. You pronounce the word out.
You guys are the world's leader in handgun violence. Your healthcare system is bankrupt, and your country is deeply divided on almost every important issue.
Your cops are called Mounties.
So, probably hanging out with Barney then?
No, Barney's got his own Thanksgiving tradition.
Thanksgiving in a strip club. Who's in? The Lusty Leopard has a surprisingly good Thanksgiving buffet. Plus, they do this thing. Heather dresses up as a pilgrim, and Misty dresses up as an Indian, and they share a meal together.
Oh, Barney.
I'm sorry, Native American.
I think I'm gonna go to a homeless shelter, serve food.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought I'd just spend the day giving back, you know, doing some good.
Canceling out Barney.
Exactly.
Where are all my underpants?
Did you check your suitcase?
Let's go.
And go they went. All the way to St. Cloud, Minnesota, Marshall's hometown. And as Lily stepped into her fiancé's boyhood home, she received a big welcome.
Hello, we're home!
Ah! Hey,
a very big welcome. You see, at 6'4", Marshall was the runt of the Erickson clan.
Hi, I forgot how tall you guys are.
Where's my almost daughter-in-law?
Here I am!
You got yourself a great little bride here, son. Yeah, that's great. All right, now. Enough farting around. Put your skates and your pads on, boys. Game on in 5 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
Are you going to play hockey? With basketball?
Well, it's a combination of the two. We call it basketball.
We invented it. It's the most dangerous and awesome sport in the world.
Mm-hmm. Basque ice ball, not ice kit ball?
Ice kit ball? Just sounds weird.
Yeah. It's Basque ice ball, okay? And I'm the best.
Oh,
you wish.
Oh, well, maybe that's just because you haven't seen me play.
Oh! I don't know, honey. It's not really a sport for a girl.
Well, that's funny, because your brother throws like a girl.
The ball hits Lily on the head.
This is going to be great.
I know. I'm so psyched we did this. I mean, look at all these people giving up their Thanksgiving to help their fellow man. These got to be the best people in New York.
The woods to grandmother's house. Excuse me, guys. Coming through.
Barney?
Well, hi, guys.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just the Lord's work.
But you're Satan.
Guys, okay, look. I don't advertise it, but I volunteer here. I think it's important to help the less fortunate. I'm the Angelina Jolie of incredibly hot guys.
A joke, right? You don't actually volunteer here.
Barney, we need you out front. There is a log jam on the stuffing line. Can you show him how it's done?
I'm on it.
Wait, so this is real? Barney does this?
Every Sunday, all year long. He's our best volunteer.
That's because I was trained by the best, Kendall.
Anyway, we're psyched to be here, Kendall. What do you need us to do?
Go home. We're full.
What?
We're volunteers. We're unpaid help. Can you ever really have enough unpaid help?
On the biggest volunteer day of the year? Yeah, you can.
Come on, we just want to help out.
Kendall, they're cool.
Fine, but I'm not promising anything. Wait here, we'll let you know if we need you.
Okay, well, I better get back out there. There's a lot of food to give out. And a lot of smiles.
Ooh, I almost forgot. I know it's early, but you are a future Mrs. Erickson.
Oh, thank you. Well, it'll go great with my, I just love it.
Aww. Okay, Lily, we're putting you on salad duty.
Oh, I make this great frisée and endive salad with a coriander lime vinaigrette. Oh.
But this is an American holiday.
Lily, now that you're going to be a Mrs. Erickson, I'm going to let you in on a secret recipe. The Erickson family seven-layer salad.
Seven-layer salad? 6 cups of mayonnaise? That can't be right.
Oh, no, dear. 16 cups. Mayo's in that cabinet.
Marshall comes in.
Oh, my God. There is some serious basketball going on out there. Dad totally nailed Marcus in the face with a snowball, which is a foul because you only get one snowball per possession. So I nailed him in the shin with my skate, and then I totally dunked it.
Yeah, you were sitting pretty until I whacked you with that mallet.
Hey, gorgeous.
You having fun?
Yeah, but I kind of miss you. Could you stay in here for a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. It's halftime.
Oh, halftime's over. Get your butts out of here. Come on.
And I hope you like the taste of skate, dorko.
Go.
Thanks, baby. Oh, isn't this great? Can't you see why everybody from my high school stays in this town? Hey, Marvin! You're the dorko, dorko!
Lily spoons mayo from a huge jar.
Man, it's amazing out there. I've done so much good today. I've got, like, a soul boner. Man, the way the faces of the less fortunate light up when you give them a hot, nutritious meal, is there a better feeling on Earth?
Yesterday you said the best feeling on Earth was getting your toes sucked. Then you requested a high five with your foot.
Hey, Barn, what do you say you let us sub in for you? Scoop stuffing for a little bit?
You want to scoop stuffing your first day out? Hello, NFL, can I be quarterback this Sunday? Dude.
Okay, I finished the gummy bear layer of the salad. What's next? Potato chips.
So, Lily, when are you gonna start thinking about having a baby?
Baby? I hadn't really thought about it at all.
Actually, Aunt Lily was lying. It was all she'd been thinking about. You see, remember when she said...
Well, I just ralphed.
At that point, she was 5 days late. This was day 6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way too young to have a baby, right?
Oh, are you kidding? I was younger than you when I had Marcus. Beautiful 15-pound boy. Not much bigger than this turkey right here.
Lily stares at the cooked turkey in horror.
Oh, boy.
Now, if Lily was already uneasy about joining the Erickson family, imagine how she felt about possibly having a 15-pound Erickson growing inside of her.
It's a big baby, Judy.
The doctor thought he was twins.
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 This is crazy. When did it get so hard to do charity work?
I do charity work all the time. Remember when I said I'd find you a girlfriend?
Delightful. How's that little project coming along anyway?
I'm working on it. I'm going to introduce you to that girl you've been staring at.
What? That's crazy. I haven't been staring at any girl.
Have you met Ted?
Hi, I'm the aforementioned Ted, and this is, Gone.
I'm Amanda.
Hi.
So, what do you do here, Ted?
Well, I've been, nothing. I do nothing.
If you want to do something, you and your girlfriend can help sort through these donations.
Oh, I'm not his girlfriend. I used to be, but, I just wasn't enough woman for Ted, emotionally or sexually.
Oh, my God.
So, Amanda, what do you need us to do?
Okay, this is important. Go through all these boxes of food donations, take out the really good stuff, and put it into this box.
Got it. Consider it sorted.
Hey, we're in business.
Hey, Barney's not going to get all the glory today.
Barney's photo on a Volunteer of the Year award.
Let's start with this one.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Look who came to say goodnight. It's little Martin, 3 months old. Three months?
He's been drinking his milk.
Oh, yeah.
And she's already pregnant again.
Well, that's because those Erickson boys can swim. They got two tails and a drill bit for a head.
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, about son, she's cool. She's going to be an Erickson.
Yeah, well, not literally, because, you know, I'm keeping my name. But
the apron.
Well, we haven't actually decided anything yet, so we're going
to... No, I've decided, and I'm keeping my own name.
But Erickson is a great last name. People know the Ericksons.
Well, sure, in St. Cloud, but our kids aren't going to be growing up in St. Cloud. Right, baby?
Well, why not St. Cloud? I mean, I loved growing up in St. Cloud. St. Cloud is a great place to have a childhood.
Well, so is New York. But it is, and we grew up just fine, and we grew to the proper size, and then we stopped.
Marshall looks embarrassed.
Hey, Amanda, what's this box for?
Oh, that's for me. You can put it in my car.
In your car? Then you'll take it...
home. You know, we get so much extra food, no one can eat it all.
Oh, truffle oil. Score!
People donated this food thinking it was going to feed the hungry.
I know. And I'm starving!
But, Marshall, you love New York.
Yes, I do. But you always said that when we had kids, you wanted to move out of Manhattan.
Well, yeah, to Brooklyn.
Why are we even talking about this? This is, like, way down the road.
But Lily knew way down the road might not be so far down the road.
I need to go to the restroom.
Lily, the restroom's the other way.
So she headed down the road.
Lily? Lily!
So, wait, not only have you not done any good for anyone today, you're actually helping someone steal from the homeless? You know, Ted, it's called Thanksgiving, not thanks-taking. Damn.
Barney, you need me to sign your timesheet, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks.
Barney?
Yeah, what's up?
You have a timesheet? No one else has a timesheet.
Yeah, so?
All right, let me see
that. That's my private personal business!
Court-mandated community service?
Oh, my God, you're on probation? What did you do?
That's my private personal business.
A flashback to Barney urinating against the wall.
I was unfairly punished because the wall belonged to the judge's church.
You peed on a church?
I peed in an alley which happened to have a church which I did not see because I was drunk.
Oh, you are evil.
All's right with the world again.
Okay, fine. So a judge is making me do this, but I'm still doing it. And kicking ass at it, BTW. When's the last time either of you did something good, huh?
Ted grabs a plastic bag.
Kendall! Ah, Kendall! Amanda is stealing portobello mushrooms from homeless people.
Amanda! I called dibs on the portobello mushrooms.
Those are for the hungry.
I know. And I'm starving.
Ted snatches the bag back.
Those are good mushrooms!
Mushrooms! Portobello mushrooms!
Take them and run! They're very expensive!
In a general store...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. As in, check out the chick buying the knock-up test, everybody. Wonder what must be going through her head. Yeah, well, since you asked, a family of mayonnaise-guzzling giants is trying to suck me into their suburban nightmare. And there's a solid chance that I have an Erickson the size of a 15-pound turkey growing inside of me.
You know the Ericksons. You're Marshall's fiancé.
Fantastic.
It's so nice to meet you. You are taller than described.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just yelled at you. You mind if I use your bathroom?
Don't have one.
So what do you do when you have to...
I hold it.
He sucks a large pink drink through a straw.
You can't fire a volunteer.
Apparently you can. And his two non-mushroom-throwing friends.
I can't believe I told Kendall you guys were cool. I have 40 hours left on my community service, and now I've got to spend it spearing trash on a freaking median strip. Volunteer of the year! I'm sorry, okay? Look, if there's anything I can do to make it up to you, just tell me. I'll do it.
Ted, I'm glad you asked.
In a pole dancing club, Ted sits between Robin and Barney looking bored, while the others tuck into plates of food.
Surprisingly good.
Right? I told you so.
Public urination. Who gets arrested for public urination?
Lily's been arrested.
Oh, dear. What for?
Public urination.
Thanks, Pete.
No problemo, Marsh.
You all right?
No. I embarrassed myself in front of your family, and now I'm celebrating Thanksgiving in probably the most depressing place ever.
Well, I'm glad that you're safe. Hey, weird question. Why did you drive 3 miles down Route 23 and take a pee behind a convenience store?
Okay, I'll tell you, but before I do, promise me that we are not going to move to St. Cloud, Minnesota. Promise.
Look, I'm not suggesting that we move here tomorrow. I'm just...
Promise.
Why do you want me to promise you that?
Because I don't fit in here. I'm not 8 feet tall, and I don't think you can call it a salad if it has Funyuns in it.
I'm Funyuns. And mayonnaise. And gummy bears. And Basque ice ball. And I love St. Cloud. And yes, there is a part of me that would like to move here someday. And why are we having this discussion in a jail cell on Thanksgiving?
Okay, personal effects. One wallet, one cell phone, one pregnancy test.
Lily takes the proffered bag. Then Pete leaves her and Marshall alone in a cell.
Pete arrested me before I could look at it.
Lily sits down on a bed. Marshall sits beside her looking shell-shocked.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lily, we can't let our kids play Basque ice ball. Basque ice ball is really dangerous.
Yeah, what are the rules of that game anyway?
There are no rules. We just wail on each other.
Lily rests her head on Marshall's shoulder.
Look, I don't want to be exactly like my family. And don't take this the wrong way. But I don't want to be exactly like your family either. We'll be our own family. And we'll find our own way to freak out the people our kids bring home.
Great, now I'm crying. Look, we may have some really big decisions to make in about 10 seconds. But right now, I don't care where our kids grow up, as long as they have you for a father. Gosh, I hope you're the father. Just a little joke to lighten up the mood.
Marshall looks at the pregnancy tester.
What does it say?
I'm afraid to look.
It's negative.
Thank God. Oh,
okay. And hey!
Ted, are you listening? You're a good guy.
You want to know why I have to work tomorrow? My firm's designing an executive lounge for a tobacco company. In the fight against cancer, I'm on the side of cancer.
Okay, Ted, I found a way for you to help someone, to do some good. This is Walter. Walter is homeless. And Walter would like a lap dance.
Are you joking?
I never joke about the sublime art of burlesque entertainment.
No, Barney, that's insane. Sir, would you like me to buy you a ticket to the buffet?
No, I'm stuck. Just a lap dance would be fine.
Ted, Walter's been to 3 shelter dinners. You know where he hasn't been? To heaven with Samantha. Look, it's the one chance you've had all day to help someone in need. Now buy this man a lap dance.
You said you wanted to see the look of joy in someone's eyes.
You know, I don't think I'm gonna watch. Here you go, Walter. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Mm.
No, really, thank you. Mm.
Walter and Samantha head off.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanksgiving in November. Weird.
I cheated like a high school dance.
So that was Thanksgiving 2005. To be honest, it didn't go great. But life has plenty of good parts. It's the rough parts that make you thankful you have people to share it with.
Marshall sits with his arm around Lily as they tuck into a turkey dinner with the rest of the Erickson family. Barney shows a dancer his award.
I could tell an antique lie.
Hey, I saw what you did for that guy. It was really sweet. Do you want to dance?
No, thanks. Do you want some yams?
No, thanks. I'm Amber.
I'm Ted.
Actually, I'm Tracy.
Still Ted.
And that, kids, is the true story of how I met your mother.
What?
I'm kidding.